In fact, the secret of the Veda is basically this. They spoke of sankalpa. You manifest a sankalpa and continue with that sankalpa. Sacrifice which was proposed was only an outer symbol. But basically this is the truth behind it. You take a sankalpa, persist with it, and the result will follow. As you have decided, as you want it. That is why in ancient India, the kings, when they wanted to undertake a war, they wanted to have a certain result as a result of war, then they used to do a sankalpa, a sacrifice. And that sankalpa was followed over days and months, yajyas. That was the secret behind it. Now, there may be ritualistic, mechanistic will, and therefore it may not succeed. But if you really will it, truly, sincerely, then it has an effect. That's why sincerity is regarded as the most important element in this process. You should sincerely want it, not mechanically, not half-heartedly, not with a division in the mind or heart. Very often we find that we make a decision and then after some time we change the decision. And then again come back to the original decision. Then the effects are diluted. Now the 15th chapter which we are doing actually, which is considered to be the chapter containing the supreme knowledge, even much greater knowledge than what was contained in the 9th chapter. Because 9th chapter was also a chapter describing the supreme knowledge, the supreme word of the Gita. Yes. That's right. Correct. That's why the sun was in revolt against it. You are right.
Does the thing be changed as it
is? Oh yes, absolutely.
What is astrology?
What is? This is your present will having its own consequences. Then you intervene and change it. Therefore, astrology itself recognizes a science which is beyond astrology. Therefore, astrologers also tell you remedies. This is going to happen, but if you don't want it to happen, then do certain things. Of course, it has become very mechanical, but there is a truth behind it. If you know the divine science, the yoga, then you can do it. You can change the whole course of events. A new course of events can arise.
With sankalpa, we become free of the karma. As we become
That's
free.
Right. Correct. Correct. That is why Isha Upanishad says, Na karma lipyate nare. You do the action, it does not bind you. So you should not give up action. In order to be free from action, many people advise, you come out of action. Isha Upanishad says, no. Kurvan eva iha karmani shatam samaha jiji vishet. By doing actions verily in this world, here, you should wish to live for 100 years. So that is to say, 100 means on and on. Continue. This is the only way. And then it says, na karma lipyate nare. But you should do action in such a way, it does not bind you. So action itself is the means of freedom. Go on doing actions, arrive at a point when action does not bind you, you become free. That is the secret of karma yoga. You do action, arrive at a point where action no more binds you. You really attain to freedom. That is because